Previously on Chosen Ones. Returning from the keep, our heroes decide to set sail towards the ghost ship to try and get more information for Dashi's trial. Out on the sea, they come across three sirens who attack the boat. They manage to fend them off, a strange singing seeming to frighten them before the battle could finish. Despite Theo being badly hurt and a large black tail swimming nearby, they decide to continue towards their destination.
You guys are going as fast as you can away currently from where you just were from the sirens. You can see that one still kind of floating above for a while. As you row for about 10 minutes, you eventually hear a little off in the distance, like, as she falls in as the spell expires.
You hear like a,
and Aviath takes over for Theo after a little bit of you rowing to let Theo recuperate as the one who took the most damage from that. And you guys have a little bit of a rest before you approach this ghost ship that's coming up. Very brightly green glowing as you're coming up. And you can see, appears to be figures walking around on its deck as you're approaching.
Do they look humanoid?
You're not close enough yet.
I see people walking there.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on them.
Do you think they're alive?
I doubt it. It's a ghost ship, so probably not.
I can sense if they're alive within 60 feet. We're just going to have to get closer.
All right, are you guys doing anything on your rest here?
Let's play cards. Tending to Theo's wounds because he's a fool that refuses to heal himself.
I just want to save him for when, if just in case.
You were bleeding out your fucking ass, dude. You need to heal yourself if you're in trouble.
I used one of my potions.
Theo, I barely took damage during that fight. I barely got hit at all.
But you might have.
But I didn't. It's important to focus on the now and not the what if.
Alrighty, and you guys continue forward. As you are approaching this ship, you can see skeletal figures wandering around on its deck.
Oh, Aviath doesn't have to do his thing then.
What do you think they are, Aviath? Do you think they're undead? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that question seriously. They're fucking undead.
Yeah,
they're ghosts.
I noticed. Thank you.
Alright. What's the approach, fellas?
That's what I was going to ask.
I have quite a bit of experience fighting undead. I wouldn't mind being in the front, at least.
Wait. We might not need to fight them. We should figure out why they're here.
And what they're doing.
And what happened to all the people they took?
I could technically do that.
Are you guys stealthing right now?
I mean, we're on a giant fucking boat, so I don't know. I'd like to be.
You can attempt to stealth if you are speaking near the boat.
Sure.
Ah.
Okay.
His armor wouldn't give him disadvantage to speak quietly, right?
No.
Okay.
Not for that. Are you rowing, though?
Yeah, he is rowing.
Yes, then.
10.
6.
As a vibe's like whispering, you can't hear him under his like armor.
Vibe is whispering, but you can hear his armor clanging like clunk, clunk as he rows the boat.
26.
I will roll perception for them. Fucking shit. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. They have a -3 to perception, and all of them rolled like 19s and 18s. So they
great, awesome, rad.
But you, as you guys are approaching and kind of whispering to yourself, you see those figures turn towards all of you, heads turned, and you see them take out weapons and aim them at you.
Fire Eldritch Blast immediately.
Let's roll initiative.
Oh boy.
And I will show you. I did not consider the fact that you guys would still be in a boat, so you'll have to excuse the improvising.
It'd be nice if we could have gotten off the boat before they saw us, but whatever.
Yeah, it sure would have been cool, Cassie.
Yeah, it would have been.
Look at our cool boat. I love the glass flooring that it has. We're slow, Aviath.
Yeah, I mean, look at Aviath.
All that body mass.
We're big boys.
So, Theo, you are first up as all these four turn to attack you.
Nice, I get an advantage, I think. Let me look. On first turn in combat, advantage on attack rolls against creatures that have not yet acted. And that means I can have sneak attack.
Yep.
Okay.
It's pretty fucked. You can bonus action Hunter's Mark 2 if you wanted to.
I mean, yeah.
You can get really fucked up with this.
24, pookie.
The purple one?
Yes.
You do hit.
And then on his second hit, he also hits that same one. 25 to hit.
What is the max damage you did on your turn? 34 total?
Yeah, 34.
Not bloodied, but looked rough immediately.
Which bone did you hit?
The purple.
No, but there is no purple bones, Cassie. Oh. What bone of him did you hit?
Which bone do you want to hit?
I was thinking like his shoulder joints.
Okay, yeah.
Ah, my shoulder
joints.
You
hear him like clickety-clack as like your attacks hit him.
Those are my shoulder joints. Why did you hit them?
Just groaning coming from them.
Despite not having vocal cords? Interesting.
I almost feel bad for this.
Squints? It's fine, fuck him.
He's gonna hide behind a vi.
I'm not a ranged fighter, I'm not gonna stay here.
Theo doesn't know when they're gonna attack. And also he was nice enough to shield Theo in the last time. Anyway, that's Theo's turn.
Shui, you are up.
I'm going for a swim, guys. Shui does a little flip into the water.
Nice.
Careful!
I'm on the boat, baby.
You see all their heads swivel towards you.
He's able to move right here. And he's going to attack this bone right here.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Thanks, Cassie.
You're welcome.
I got a bone to pick with you.
Shut up, please. Okay, he's going to attack purple bone, or the pink bone, sorry. 23.
That does hit.
15 bludgeoning damage. And I'm going to use my defensive flourish, which is part of my College of Swords subclass, to roll an extra d8, 7. So I add 7 onto that 15, and then I add that 7 to my armor class.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
Nope. That's all I can... No, wait, no. I have 2 attacks. Duh. I attack again. Second attack is a 21.
That hits.
12.
12? All right. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Definitely did a lot of damage to that guy with your little flax. And you hear the same thing as the one that Theo that it just like sounds like your
xylophones.
Yeah, like but like without the music sound. A non-musical xylophone. And you see his like head kind of clack up and down as you're hitting him, and he's going to take out his weapon. He takes out a scimitar and he's going to try and hit you with it.
Let's see if you find this humorous.
It's a nat one for the first hit. So he's like clacking around and can't really, looks like he's dancing as he's trying to hit you.
His arm falls off.
And he's going to spin around and try and hit you again. And that's a 24.
Stand still, you numbskull.
I don't know if that hit. Let me do my math. It does not hit.
Okay, here comes his third attack.
Oh, I lied.
It does hit you?
It does hit. It meets his armor class.
Okay, cool. He's still going to also make a third attack against you anyway, so.
Okay, awesome. Go ahead.
That one diffs not. That one is a 17.
Yeah.
So you're just going to take one of these, and that is 11 slashing damage.
Okay.
As it's clacking around.
Click, clack.
And that is the end of its turn. And it is the purple one's turn, and it is looking towards you, Aviath. It's going to try and hit you as it takes out its it takes out a very ghastly glowing longbow, and that is a 19 for the first one.
No, he's so bulky.
Okay. And then that's less, so the second one also does not hit. And then that's even less. So he just goes cling, 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 and they all just go right past you. Or, like, one of them, like, tanks off your armor.
Yeah. Dang it.
You see them just kind of shake their bones in anger.
Whizzing past Theo.
Literally, I'm, like, suddenly so glad that, one, he's hiding, and two, he managed to do some pretty good damage on the long-range one.
Dang, he merrily escaped it.
Oh my god.
God damn it.
Aviath, you are up.
Is Aviath going to do the crazy thing, or is he going to do the sensible thing?
What's the crazy thing?
Crazy thing is to charge right onto the boat.
Shui did it.
Aviath doesn't have enough movement, that's the thing.
He gets almost to the boat and then drowns.
Yeah, he can't get onto the boat, that's the thing, if he uses his normal movement, unlike Shui. So he'd have to dash in order to get on there.
You can do a long jump, or if you move back of like 5 feet and then run 10 feet, you can do a long jump worth up to your strength.
Strength score is plus 4, or strength score is 18. Oh, so he can jump 18 feet.
Yes.
So then he'll jump 5, 10, 15. Eh, fuck it. He's going to use his Shield of Faith, increase his AC, then just dash onto the boat. He's going to the center of it all.
And then they stand on your face. No, sorry.
Yes.
Why don't you get off my backbone?
Oh, my God.
And that's his whole turn. He just uses his turn to beef up his defense and run.
Gotcha. It is the red one's turn. Seeing you get onto the boat, you see its little head kind of swivel around. No joints in its neck, so it's just kind of wobbling as it runs forward to try and attack you. First is a nat 1. God, these guys.
Nope.
I don't have a leg to stand on.
And that one is a 14.
Nope. He's blocking it all with the shield.
19. I think Elsa does not hit.
Still, no. It doesn't penetrate the armor.
Damn. Really, really low rolls from these guys, honestly. it's just standing right next to you, just, like, moving its arms around. Like, it's just, it's hitting you with, like, one of its hands and the other one it's trying to slash at you with. So it just, like, sounds like drums on your armor.
I've never been a good fighter. I guess I just don't have the stomach for it.
and it is Brandy's turn.
Cool. he'll step forward. He'll shoot Eldritch Blast, because fuck it. Keep a long range. First one, I'll go for the purple. It's a fucking 28.
Yep.
Ugh. 6 force damage. I'll fucking shoot him again. 26.
Gotcha.
So he'll take an additional 8 force damage.
Gotcha, gotcha. Still not bloodied. Or not, I don't know, boned. I don't know, like...
So yeah, right before he fires him, he's like, bon appetit. And then he shoots him twice. And that's it. I don't have anything else.
Theo giggles behind him.
and it is the blue one's turn. It turns towards Leviath. It's going to try and hit him. It's fucking goddamn.
This is what we really need to do, is just send Leviath into the center of like a bunch of enemies.
He is built for this.
And this is 16. Nope. I am rolling garbage. There we go. That's a 24.
Oh.
Yep, that hits.
All right, and you are going to take 9 slashing damage.
All right.
It is now Theo's turn.
I'm so fucking excited. I get sneak attack and all my things.
Hell yeah.
And he's shooting at the purple one, so it's already below its hit point max, so he gets Hunter's Conclave as well. And that purple one also has the fucking Hunter's Mark on it. So he walks up and he's like, let's hope I can hit, because if I do, it'll be really cool.
You better get out of here. We're bad to the bone.
Watch, I roll so low. 12. Damn.
That does not hit.
Anyway, so the second hit was 17, mayhaps.
17? That does hit.
Oh, 13. 13? Yeah.
Yeah, looking rough. Looking not good anymore. Got some bone bits on the ground.
Ah, oh, he does like a little fist pump. Nice, I didn't think I would get it.
Not sure. That's okay. Nothing gets under my skin.
All right, and who is up next in the order?
Me.
Go for it. For anyone not physically watching the screen, they are color-coded. That's why we're calling them colors.
That is true. 25 to hit the pink bone.
That does hit, yes.
I rolled a 1. Plus 7, 8. Bludgeoning.
8 damage? Gotcha. Oh, wait, you said bludgeoning?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It should have been taking double.
Oh, yeah.
So what was that? It was 8 plus, so it would be...
It was a 1.
Okay, so it would be 9.
Okay. and then I'm going to second attack it. And that is an 18 to hit.
That does hit.
I rolled a 6 plus 7.
It's 12 plus 7?
Mm-hmm.
So what's that all together?
19.
19. As you whack it, you definitely, you just hear like a ton of splintering comes up as you just do that bludgeoning damage. Looks like it definitely does a lot on those hits. And for some reason didn't the first time you hit it, for mystery reasons that we'll never know. And the pink one turn. And definitely seeing that you have been doing a lot of damage to them, you see the other ones kind of also turn their heads towards you, Shuey.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to make an attack towards you, pink one. First one is a 16.
That does not hit.
All right, next one is a...
Whoa.
Whoa. 25.
That hits.
Next one, 14, so that one also does not hit. All right, so you're going to take 15.
Ouchies!
I've been rolling garbage for them, so... And that is the end of its turn. So it's the purple one's turn. It sees you, Aviath. Let me roll something for it. It's a stupid skeleton with very low intelligence modifier, and it's going to move towards Chewie, so you have an opportunity attack.
All right, I'm going to take it. 15 to hit.
15? That does not hit.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm not going to wreck it.
Oh.
Aviath wasn't looking at that one. He swings around and he's like, oh, missed.
He's too buff.
Too much muscle got in the way.
And that one's going to try and hit you, Chewie. We're not doing flanking, so don't worry. You shouldn't have to worry anyway, because that's a 10 again. And that's a nat 1.
We really are a skeleton crew, huh? Yeah.
And that is 15.
Doesn't hit.
Wow, garbage. These boys are garbage, guys.
I mean, it would have hit Thea, so I mean...
Come on, guys. We gotta do fucking better than this, please.
And it is Aviath's turn.
All right, Aviath will move towards the purple one. He'll take that opportunity attack from the red one, if it takes the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, it'll take that chance, and that'll be a hot 14.
Nah.
I am rolling below 10 almost every single roll for them.
Good, fuck them.
Trying to kick their asses, and he's going to aim for the torso 2 times, and as he does so, he's going to shout, "Now you're about to see why they call me the Undead Slayer."
Oh, my God.
17 for the first hit.
What if you rolled in that one?
I would laugh so hard.
17 does hit.
I guess I'll just do the second hit anyways. 25 for the second hit.
Definitely hits, yeah.
Oh, not great.
Oh, wow.
Super low.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, pretty rough.
Still standing. Looks bad, though.
They call you the Undead Slayer? That's humorous.
6 physical damage, and then 11 radiant damage.
Gotcha.
Second hit.
Okay, yeah, you see that one kind of rattle its bones a bit before it kind of, at that last hit, you just see it kind of, like one of those cartoons, you like whack it on the top of the head and the whole skeleton just kind of falls apart onto the deck.
That undead is dead.
It is Red One's turn then. Here it comes towards you, Aviath. First one to hit is 23.
Ooh, that hits.
Second one is, there are those rolls, 22.
That hits, yes.
And the last one is 17, I don't think that hits.
Nope.
All right, so you're going to take pretty crap damage on that one, but that is a, that's 9 for the first one, 15 on the second hit.
Ooh, nasty.
As he does, again, just like very clearly low motor control, but just a lot of force, in that hit as he does those 2 slashings against you, and that is the end of his turn, and it is Brandy's turn.
The skeleton is down?
The purple one, yes.
Is he actually dead?
Gone. Yeah, I'll remove him.
Because I was like, he's on the ground. That doesn't look dead. I'm looking at you. Okay, I will shoot at the pink one with Eldritch Blast.
Gotcha.
20.
Yes.
Not natural. And then, ooh, natural 1. 9 force damage on the pink one.
Gotcha. 9 total. Still not looking great. Clacking around.
It's like a shooting gallery.
Oh my god. Anything else on your turn?
I do a little dance.
Okay.
I picture...
To this fun song.
Wait. As you say, it's like a shooting gallery. It's like, I wonder what the prize is. And then he winks.
Oh my god.
She was like, we are in battle. Can you not flirt for 2 seconds? It would be Blue's turn if Brandy's is over.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to do. I'm not going to use spells right now.
It is going for Aviath.
I wonder how this is going to turn out.
It's a nat 20.
Bad, apparently.
That's the first one. And that is a 22.
22 hits.
And then the last one is a 14.
14 is not.
So the first one's the nat 20, so I'll roll for that. Damn, that's 22 slashing on that first one with the nat 20.
Oh boy.
Bon voyage.
And the next one is 12.
12, okie doke.
I don't have a skeleton pun for this one. Just die.
Just die!
Just die!
They cannot speak. They do make groaning sounds, but they do not seem to be forming any speech.
Chewie hears them talking, like Ripley.
He hears them speaking from their heart, yeah.
That's the language that Chewie actually has. That's the secret language he's always known, is show tune a skeleton.
Exactly.
And that is the end of its turn, so it is Theo's turn.
Seeing Aviath get pummeled just now, he's going to shoot at the red one. Also, bonus action, he moves Hunter's Mark from the purple one to the red one.
Bonus action.
Bonus action. He moves Hunter's Mark from the purple one to the red one, and then he's going to... Wait, was the red one ever hit?
No.
Okay. Well, was the blue one ever hit?
No.
Damn. All right, well, red one. He'll move it to the red one. And he will attempt to shooty, and also he will get sneak attacks and survive right there. 12.
12? Gotcha, that does not hit.
22.
That does. Yes, that does.
22 altogether, and...
Pretty good first hit there on that one.
Yeah. Theo does, like, a little...
Everyone's doing a jig. Do a jig.
No, he does... No, he does. He does a little, like a little flex with his arm at Randy,
and then he jigs. No, sorry, I'm done.
Okay, he's like, I got one, and then that's his turn.
Nice shot.
He sounded a little like the skeleton there.
That really rattles my bones.
Theo smiles in response to Randy,
as Randy says that in the skeleton's voice.
Nice shoot, nice shot, or something.
Yeah. He says that. It's been Brandy saying all these things every time.
Everyone's if like, Brandy, was... this is a little, like, morbid that you're, like...
Literally, if that was... God. He would be trying very hard not to laugh. Anyway, that's his turn.
Alrighty, we are up to Shuey then.
Okay, attack purple. Pink, sorry. Damn, these peas.
Color Shuey. Come on.
We can't make fun of him. What if he's colorblind?
Aw.
Yeah, don't be rude.
Got an 18 to attack.
18, gotcha.
Okay.
So that will be 15, I think, altogether?
Yes.
All right, so yeah, he's looking rough.
Ow.
And then second attack.
This just hurts. I don't have a joke to make. Please stop killing me.
No.
Oh, no.
16.
16? That does not hit.
Damn it. Well, that's my turn.
Alrighty, it is the pink one's turn then. Here it comes at you.
Here I come at you.
That's a 15.
Actually, no, that's not my turn. I mean...
Zen?
Sorry, I'm like debating. I'm like, I can move, but like, do I want to move? Yeah, I'll move.
He'll take an opportunity attack.
He won't because of Shuey's subclass.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, well, it's the pink one's turn.
But he can
move.
Still follow.
Yeah, he's following you. Here he is.
Cool.
Here I am.
I'm gonna try and hit you. Well, the 15 didn't hit you, because I already rolled that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Stop following me!
No, I'm kidding.
No, I've got a bone to pick with you, okay?
That's a nat 20.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna kill you.
Do you want to take that damage from me?
No.
And that's a 22.
Oh, it hits.
Okay, so here's the nat 20 damage. Could have been a lot worse, honestly. That is 18 for the nat 20.
Okay.
16 on the... regular hit.
Oh, that could have been a lot worse then.
Yeah. And it rattles next to you.
It rattles next to me.
Purple's gone, so it's Avias' turn.
Avias will use his turns to use lay on hands on himself. He puts his hands on his chest and heals himself by 45 HP.
You're all so marrow-minded.
Red's going for ya. First one's a 25.
25 hits.
The next one is a 14.
Nope.
And then that's a 15, so no. So you're just going to take one of these. 13 slashing damage. And we are on to Brandy.
Eldritch Blast.
I'm going to shoot the pink one first for a 20.
That does hit.
Pink one takes 8 force damage. Is it still up?
It still is up, yes.
Shoot him again. 27.
That hits.
10 more force damage.
You see that one go and fall to the ground. Hold on one sec for me. And it stays down as it nat ones on something. Goodbye.
Bon voyage.
Randy.
It clatters to the ground on top of the bones of its fellow comrade.
She's like, hey Thea, what does bon voyage mean?
It means Brandy has a dumb sense of humor.
I thought it was pretty clever.
Theo nudges Brandy's arm and is like, it's okay, it was funny.
That's it.
All right. And we are on to blue still up. Blue is. Blue is going to attack Aviath.
I just love fucking Aviath. Just the silence for a moment, and then Aviath being like, Randy. Like, everyone turned to look at him, even the skeletons, and then fucking just Aviath's judgmental. Fucking.
And then they all start rattling again. It looks like they're laughing. And it's going to be a 25 on that first one.
Yep, way of hits.
And that is a 22.
Oh, 22 to hit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that hits him too.
Okay, and then that's a 10, so no. So first one here is 10 damage, and then 13 as they slash at you. All right, it is Theo's turn.
All right, he just finished laughing at Brandy's dumb joke, and he aims at, I guess the red one still has Hunter's Mark on it, so he'll aim at that one.
Gotcha.
12 again.
That does not hit.
Second hit, 22.
That does hit, yes.
Yay! 10.
10, gotcha.
Hunter's Mark. Sneak attack. Okay, so that sucked, but still good.
I like seeing all the ones you got.
15
yeah,
altogether.
Gotcha. Not bloodied yet, but not splintered yet. Hanging out, vibing as it's blown.
It's because he was still giggling at Brandy's joke. He missed the first shot, and then the second shot kind of sucked a little slight bit compared to his other ones.
Avias was like, guys, I'm being destroyed.
Chewie also got messed up pretty badly.
Theo whispers to Brandy, he's like, stop making me laugh, I can't shoot if I'm laughing.
Brandy laughs evilly, his plan to kill Avias. <It's going laughs>
Let Avias die. No. I thought they were pretty humorous.
Just fucking stop.
Fucking stop.
It is Chewie's turn.
Okay, I'm gonna attack Red and
go for it.
What, they ain't tickling your funny bone?
Stop it. I swear to God.
Your comrades are fighting with their lives on the line and you're making fucking jokes.
And we're literally just flirting and then they're like flirting with death.
Flirting with death versus just flirting.
Yeah.
You will let Chewie die for your bone jokes.
Show note to Cassie, put that in the name.
Oh yeah, flirting with death. Please.
Ooh, I got another 20.
Ooh.
Oh, this skeleton's about to get
wrecked. Oh, this is gonna get wrecked.
It's all shit rocked. That's like quadruple damage. This is gonna be fucked.
I rolled a 5.
So 20.
So 20 plus your 7, so 27.
20?
Yeah, because it's double and you nat 20.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Wow. I was like, that doesn't sound right.
So 27 total for that first hit. Yeah, it's definitely splintered now.
Ah, oh, fuck. My skull.
And for second hit, 27.
Definitely hits. So 15 damage. Still up, but not looking awesome. Pink is gone. Purple is gone. Aviath, you are up.
Aviath is going to try to split it in half vertically.
Okay.
16 to hit.
Does not hit.
Oh, well.
Whenever you miss Jay, it's so funny. It's just, oh.
I'm gonna try swinging again. 14.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Oh, Aviath.
Aviath is just waving a sword up
and
down.
Say, did you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
That's what I heard.
No, I said, oh, Aviath. But yeah, bye-bye.
It's Aviath.
He's bye-bye now.
I can't believe Aviath dies with these funny skeletons.
We're the ones making them funny. They're like, if we were actually there on the boat and hearing them, it would not be funny at all.
Terrifying.
No, absolutely not.
All right, so anything else in your turn, Aviath?
No.
You sound so sad.
So broken.
This is how I die.
I know Aviath is dead. I'm going to have to make a new character.
Here comes the first hit. Nope. 9. We're sorry, 11. Math.
9.
But still no.
That hits him. He lowers his defenses on turn now. Yeah.
Oh, he's just like, well, fuck it. I might as well just surrender.
Might as well just die then.
Next one is 15.
Nah.
No.
And that one is, wow, 14.
Nah.
And they just go, oh.
The exact same thing Wyatt did.
Except it's groaning.
They just keep swinging at each other, and, like, through the air.
It's just like, huh.
Oh, you missed. Oh, you missed too. You missed that one. A little bit to the left, you would have gotten.
It's Brandy's turn.
I'll shoot the red boy. Pew, 26.
Yep.
And pew, 27.
Yep, they both hit.
24 force damage altogether.
Okay, so hold on. That first one was 10.
Yep.
And that second one was 14.
Yep.
Okay, so let me roll real fast. Yep, that one's gone. Pew! Again, just clatters to bones in front of you, Avaya. As it starts to fall apart, you just go, huh.
So, and Theo next to Randy is like, what, no one-liner?
That blue one must be feeling real bonely now, but I'm...
That one was bad, Randy.
I know, I couldn't... You put me on the spot. I didn't have any.
You see, this blue one, who definitely has not been hit by you guys at all yet, just kind of looking between everyone, just going... as it sees its comrades have all kind of gone down onto the floor. And as it's kind of groaning, you see it reach into its pocket and it pulls out this little tiny bell that it starts to ring.
Oh my god, I hate this. I hate it here. Oh my god.
Yaya, what's he doing? What is he doing?
And you hear clamoring coming from below the deck.
Oh my god.
As you see someone come out from under the deck, and I want Shuey immediately to roll a history check.
13.
13? It takes you a minute to recognize this figure as they come out from below the deck. But after hearing about them for years and years from Dashi and tales of stories from far and wide, you see someone that you recognize as Four come above deck.
Oh, fuck. Wait. Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's one of the sword people. Uh-oh.
And you see them kind of look around curiously, hearing that bell go off, and look immediately frustrated as they come above deck and see two people on deck and another boat boarding, and you see them look to the skeleton and just be like, what the hell are you doing, Charles? I told you. Where are the others? And you see the skeleton just kind of raise two of its arms like, and she kind of looks out over all of you and it's like, what are you doing out on the ocean in the middle of the night?
Shui is staring like wide the fuck eyed.
And he's like, are you Four from the Nine?
You see her eyes kind of go a little wide at that, raises an eyebrow curiously, and she's like, haven't heard anyone call me that in a long time. What are you doing out on the ocean?
She bows like really, really deeply, like hands knees.
Sorry for the intrusion. We heard there were people disappearing.
I told my crew to attack anyone who got within arm's reach of the ship. I didn't expect people to be out here.
That's kind of fucked up.
She kind of looks over towards you, again raising an eyebrow.
My name is Shuey.
Hey, Brandy, can you roll a history check for me?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to roll a history check.
11.
Hold on, I'll roll something real fast. Okay, you're squinting, and it takes you a very, very long time to connect the dots on something. I'm going to send you a message.
Oh, it's going to be like, let's see.
When you and her lock eyes, you realize this is the person who killed you.
Ah, cool. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Awesome.
You see her
great.
Squinting. Hold on, I'm going to roll something for her. Okay. You see her squinting out over the ocean at you, and she seems to be very curiously, like, cocking her head at you, and then looks back to Shuey.
What was it that you just said?
My name is Shuey.
And why are you here again? On my boat?
We were investigating the disappearances.
Ah, yes, the disappearances. That's why we're here, too.
What?
Insight check.
Go for it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a one.
Hard to tell, especially from that distance.
And she's just like, my men are all volunteers who lost their lives to the sea. Not the smartest bunch, but they're doing what they can.
Do you know what's happening?
I know a little bit about it. Have you seen anything odd in the waters?
There were three sirens that attacked us on the way here, and then there was a big whale-sounding creature.
So you've encountered the small fry, then?
He nods. We beat two of them up pretty badly.
She kind of, like, looks out towards the water, and you and Neviath both immediately feel the boat just kind of... immediately just, like, something ramps into it under the water, and you see her kind of start a bit.
What was that?
Well, that big whale that you saw, probably that.
Uh-oh.
And you see her kind of pick up her sword and just immediately, like, put it down onto the deck, and you see those three skeletons that you guys just demolished. Their bones come back together and rise back up onto the boat.
Well, all hands on deck then, right?
And she looks out towards the water, and she looks towards you two, and she's like, you might want to get onto the bigger ship.
Yep.
It's a rental. All right. Fuck. Ship.
Go over to the dinghy.
Where does the monster look like it's coming from, by the way?
You cannot see. You just, it looks like it's currently under the water, swimming around the boat.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll use a spell slot. Fuck it. I grab Theo and I cast Thunderstep.
Awesome.
To get over to here. Just like, suddenly just... and then both of them appear, like, over here.
Is there a shockwave when you arrive, or only when you leave?
Oh, yeah. It literally, there's a huge shockwave from, like, behind him when he arrives. Not, like, not gonna hurt anybody, but yeah.
That's a... Oh, the spell, when you use it, is...
Yeah, it's a lot
different.
Different.
And you feel that that again, that rocking again is something just kind of whams into the boat underneath, and I want everyone to roll a dex save.
Okay. I love it. I'm so good at those.
So 12.
13. Oof.
24.
29.
Alright, you see her, she looks like she barely keeps her footing as she grabs onto one of the, like, posts on the ship, and you see all four of those skeletons as they fail drastically, just plummet into the sea as a giant wave washes them off of the boat, and they kind of sink deep into the water, and she just goes, oh, for fuck's sake! And you guys look over as you see this monstrous creature rising up out of the water next to the boat, and she looks over at it, and, like, you see her teeth grinding, and she's like, I was hoping it wasn't you.
Oh! 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 Okay!
Okay.
Cool!
Okay.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
And
that
you see
looks like...
this monstrous creature looking very similar, but also strangely different from a creature that you have fought before, rise out of the water, its beaked face kind of spreading apart and screaming at you. And she looks at it again, gritting her teeth, and is just like,
it's been a while, Leilani.
Thank you to our high-tier patrons, Dia Miranda, Zab, Arceus a Druid, Mad King Max, Claytor, The Hatman, Charles, Jessica Long, Z, Vessel, and Mr. Bakutan. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to the Redbubble that we opened a week or two ago. We have all the logos for Season 1, 2, and 3, and I'm sure any other future logos will also be added there eventually as well, both with and without the text. We also have quotes from the show, artwork created by some of the cast members, and they're all put on a bunch of different designs and items and outfits and things like that. So go check out the link tree in our show notes, and we will see you soon, fellow Sparks. Thank you for listening.